Psalm 43, New King James Bible. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Now, at first blush, this should sound pretty familiar, if you were here last week anyway. This is very, very similar to Psalm 42. It's a continuation of the theme. It's carrying on the thought. One of the things we miss sometimes as we sing psalms in isolation in church is the fact that they do come along in series. Certain ones go together. They're put where they are in the book on purpose because one leads into the other, leads into the other, or they're grouped by theme, but the placement does matter some of the time. Here in Psalm 43, we have a continuation again of the previous verses with an important difference. In the last one, in Psalm 42, the guy feels separated from God. There's a non-specific, a general sin or life things have separated him. He's cast down because of his separation from the church, separation from God, and he calls to God and he's overwhelmed by God's response. Here it's a little more specific. Here it's other people's sin, persecution from the outside, that is the problem. It starts with, vindicate me, O God, and I would guess probably half the people in this room, judging by age, don't know what vindicate means. Now, you Latin students may well remember, vindicate comes from the word that means to conquer or to win, to show, to be shown as right or the winner. He's asking for God to be basically his lawyer and to show him as innocent, as right, as the one who has the truth on his side, as opposed to a sinner or the one who is wrong. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. We have here somebody that's in an ungodly nation that is standing alone for God's truth and is feeling very isolated because of it. O, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Now, with a lot of the things going on in society today, this verse should really, really kick in and make you think. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. We see Christians, the persecution starting. A lot of things we're in trouble for now. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. So this is a good psalm for us to remember in those times. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? And again, we have here a rhetorical question. Why am I letting this bother me? Now, sometimes it should. Persecution's not nice. It is harsh and harmful. Why do you cast me off? Now, God doesn't cast his people off, but he lets our sin, our circumstances, sometimes he uses us as martyrs. But I'm going to stop here, parenthetically insert. Again, this psalm is primarily about Jesus. Why was he cast off? Because of your sin. He was cast off and crucified for your sin so you could be saved. Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God. Now, we don't have a tabernacle. We don't have a temple. We don't have a holy hill anymore. Jesus himself put an end to that when he said, you know, you say worship on this mountain, we worship on this mountain. I tell you, the day will come where we don't worship on any holy hill. That day is today. This is where we are now. This is the tabernacle. This is where God comes to meet with his people as we gather together in a body. When we are the church, we are the body of Christ, and we'll celebrate that next week. So be here, people, as we gather together in communion to be the body of Christ on earth. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. We will never be truly joyful when we look to things on this earth to make us happy. There will always be disappointment. There will always be things that aren't quite good enough. But here the psalmist is saying, God is my exceeding joy. When he turns his eyes away from the ungodly nation, the deceitful and unjust man, the things that makes him go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy, and looks to God on his holy hill, now he has exceeding joy because his expectations are different. It's not about what I can get here. It's about what I'm going, what God is and what God has done for me. I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Now, God, my God, should make you think of a couple things. And again, back to why have you forsaken me in the previous verses. But also you should think of Psalm 110, where the Lord has said to my Lord, you know, we're talking about Jehovah here and Jesus talking to God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Again, what are you thinking? Because you're thinking about earthly things. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, because he will deliver, the help of my countenance and my God. It's hard sometimes to go through and to live through what happens to us here on earth. We got to remember to turn our eyes to God and look on his holy hill, look to heaven, and see the God who is our exceeding joy. Now we'll praise him as the psalm says. We'll praise him in song by singing Psalm 43.